Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, I'm Julie Voris, and I want to see you in Indiana on February 25th, 2017. I'm bringing Sean T back to Indianapolis because it's more than just a workout. It's more than just motivation. It's an experience, and you need to be in the room. Go to julievoris.com for tickets. Join us on February 25th at the JW Marriott downtown Indianapolis for an experience that could just change your life. Be in the room, feel the energy, and open your heart to the possibility. It's more than just exercise, it's life. And on February 25th, it's an experience, and you need to be there. See you in Indiana on February 25th.
A lot of you have started your New Year's resolutions. A lot of you have started your transformations. But a lot of people have also already stopped and kind of given up. And we're halfway through the month of January. And unfortunately for a lot of people, that's what normally happens. And that's not necessarily to say that anything's wrong with you, but we want you to break the trend. And so what's really funny and interesting is, like most of you, I scroll through Instagram or social media at night before I go to bed, and I'm just scrolling, and I come across Official Bonnet Chronicles. And so I don't know if you know, but she's Tammy from the Basketball Wives, but she started this Bonnet Chronicles, Official Bonnet Chronicles Instagram page. And here's a little full disclosure here. I like following people that sometimes are a little bit different than me, or have different views or different ways of communicating to the people. They have a lot of followers, and I find it interesting and fun, and, you know, kind of like a little bit of what's going on in my head, and maybe I haven't thought about it or said it. And she keeps it so real in this video that I came across, and she mentioned my name, and I thought it was really fun. And we're going to bleep out some of the curse words because she does curse a lot. I guess it's part of the keeping it real movement. But she said some really interesting things, and some interesting things that I think I would like you to hear.
A lot of you have started your New Year's resolutions towards working out, losing weight, and being healthy. You got your Sean T videos. Yes, bitch. I'm so happy for you. I really am proud of you. Really, I am. I believe in you. I would just like for you to do me a favor. Don't flood our motherfucking timelines with before and before junior shots. I would like for you to get to the motherfucking after. You know, inspire us. Motivate us. If you 190, don't post around 179. You know what I'm saying? Because we all sitting back going, this bitch still be. You know what I'm saying? You know, so it's like, we really want you to be proud of your success and happy with what you're doing and your achievements. But it's like, wait until you share them with us. You know what I'm saying? So 190, wait till you get around 150-ish, bitch. Then we like, oh, this bitch did that. She looked good. And we're motivated. We're inspired to get out there and do it too. Because other than that, these before junior shots, they're really depressing. And we can't take it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It's time for another episode of Trust and Believe with Sean T.
So, it's interesting and it's fun. And some of you may be thinking, oh my goodness, that's so rude. Or it's comedic and it's fun. But she said some really interesting things in there that resonated with me. Number one, I believe in you. She really does. I believe that she is a person that keeps it real in a different way. And just has a different way of expressing it to get your attention. But her entire page, Official Bonnet Chronicles, is about keeping it real in just a funny way. And then that really inspires and motivates me, even though, like I said, she's different than me. It inspired me to motivate and inspire you and to think about why is it that you're giving up already on your goals?
What do you say to people that say, I can't stay motivated?
If you can't stay motivated, if you're having a hard time even beginning this process, or if you've started and you're halfway through the month, there's one hard line thing that I'm going to tell you. You need to stop and do the exact opposite. Because if you're just sitting there in a slump and you feel heavy and you feel like so much stuff is on your head and you're not getting rid of that, and then in turn, it's causing you to be even hard on yourself, to be even more depressed, to not want to go any further. And then what's happening is you're compounding that with not eating good, and then you're compounding it with making more and more and more and more excuses instead of peeling away the layers that's going to help you live, breathe, and become successful at your goals. So where I would normally say, here are 5 tips that's going to help you stay motivated and get you out, I'm not doing that here. What I'm telling you to do is look into yourself and figure out what are the layers that you have to peel back to get it done. I'm traveling to Australia. And or if you're traveling on vacation or whatever the case may be, or if you have a lot of things happening at home, you have to make time for what's important. And here's how you realize what's important when it comes to health and fitness. If you can travel, or if you can go to work and you can have this entire day and you can come home and say, it's fine that I didn't work out today because I'm going to be fine tomorrow, or I'll work out tomorrow, then you're good. But if you don't work out, and if you don't find time to do what it is that you need to do, and then on the other side, you're complaining about it, then guess what? While I love you and I want you to succeed, I don't feel sorry for you. If you're not making time to make it happen when there's time to make it happen, then I don't feel sorry for you, because you are making the conscious effort not to do it. And then in turn, you're compounding it with, okay, I'm going to eat bad, and okay, I feel sorry for myself. Listen, you have to get out of the feeling sorry for myself and get out of the I'm not motivated because I'm not making time. Now, if you don't have time, if there's a reason why things are happening, if family issues get in the way and you really don't have time, and you don't complain about it after, then I say, okay, let's figure out how to maneuver our way. But if you have time, if there's a possibility for you to make time, and then you're complaining on top of that, guess what? That's something that you have to deal with, and you have to swim through the layers, and you have to get to the top. Because what I can say to you, or what anyone can say to you, is will go in one ear and right out the other. So you have to take a hard line approach to go after what it is that you want.
What do you say to people that say, I can't eat right, or eating clean is expensive?
There are a lot of people out there that will tell you, you need to eat this kind of food and this brand because it's grass-fed and because this and this. And guess what? You'll buy 5 items from the grocery store, and then guess what? It's $200. And so now you're in a situation where you can't afford the healthy food, quote unquote, and I'll tell you why I say quote unquote healthy food. So then you just give up and say, you know what, I can't afford that, so I'm not even going to try to do it. Or this fast food chain is right on my way to work, so I'm going to stop there and get whatever I want. And then later I get at work, and then the next day, and then 2 days later, I call my friend and, I'm not getting the results I want, because you're not making the right choices. Now listen, you don't have to eat grass-fed beef. You don't have to eat the super fresh chicken. You don't have to eat the most expensive vegetables in the aisle, even though it might not have the same organic feel. But that's when you have to be smart and say, well, what is it that I can afford? And what is it that I can eat? And okay, I might have to give up a little bit of the expensive stuff to go with something that's a little less expensive and still be able to stay on track with my goals. You know what? There comes a time where you might have to buy the frozen chicken and the frozen food out and not be able to buy the really fresh chicken that's sitting out in the back of the store. You may have to buy the lean beef that's actually, you know, cut and butchered in the store and not the grass-fed beef that's going to cost four times extra. You might just have to do that. But the reality is you still have to make the better decisions. And that's what I want to get at here. It's about making better decisions. Better. Okay? I know I'm sounding really rough and really hard on you, but it's about making better decisions. Would you rather make better decisions or would you rather give up?
What about people who say, I work all day, when I get home, I'm tired?
So that means you just gave up. I tell you, in asylum, the work doesn't begin until you get tired. The middle of January is that test. It's the test of will, because you're in the beginning and it's your first test to say, are you actually going to stick to your transformation? Are you actually going to stick to this and see it through? Just because you reach your first hurdle doesn't mean you have to throw in the towel. So what? You're tired. Guess what? Working out gives you energy. I'm so happy for you. You know what? I would love to not travel, and I would love to stay home, and I would love to sit in my bed, and I would love to, you know, watch TV and order takeout. I mean, these are really amazing things. But guess what? If I did that, would I be able to meet you guys? Would I be able to stay healthy? Would I be able to feel good when I look in the mirror? Would I be able to feel good when I put on my favorite clothes? Would I really be able to function at my highest capability if I were to do things that weren't getting me closer to my goal?
I'm a busy mom. I have kids. I just don't have the time.
You feel like you don't have time, but guess what? Those kids will go to sleep, and those kids will have to do what you tell them to do, and they can sit there and they can watch you work out, or they can join you, because I see it all the time. And when my nephews and my sister was younger, I'm 20 years older than my sister, guess what? If I would go to their house and they would be there and I was in charge of watching them, guess what? They would be working out right along with me. Entertain the kids. Don't think that you having to do something is actually taking your time away from them or not giving them attention. Guess what? Make it a show. I'm working out. I'm going to make this a part of my show. And then a tool that I will give you for this is reach out to other people who are in situations, because they can help give you different tips of what worked for them, especially when they're busy. But you cannot continue to make the excuse. The kids have to understand that this is a part of being a mom, and this is a part of you helping them stay healthy. This is a part of you being able to have fun with them, to be able to feed them. Let them know that this is a part of the energy and the space that it takes to be a family.
What about people who say, if I just had someone there to push me, I could stick with it?
If you need someone to push you, great. Push play. Go get a personal trainer. Get an accountability partner. All of that is amazing. But guess what? At the end of the day, it's you. You are pushing yourself. You have to go for it. You have to feel like you can't give up. You have to feel like it is possible, and you have to continue to visualize the goals that are in your head. I'm going to finish with this today, ladies and gentlemen. You can do it. Your transformation is possible. And if the last 3 days or the last 4 days you didn't get off the couch, or you didn't want to do anything, or you felt like you're in a slump, change your lane. Change the dynamic of what's happening in your head, because if you stay in that same lane and if you stay in that traffic jam, guess what? Everyone else who's making smart decisions are going to find another route.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You better get out your Google Maps or your Waze or whatever you use to get to work and create that same GPS tracker in your mind to get you to your goal. I will not let you fail. It will not get past me. Excuses are barriers that you are creating for yourself. Life has enough barriers in our way, just naturally, whether it be people or job or assignment, it just happens. So why are you going to compound the layers of difficulty for yourself? You have the power right now to eliminate every barrier that is created by you. You have the power. The question is, do you really want it? Focus and transform your life. I want to give a huge shout out to Todd Midget, aka NC Fit Club, Alex Colorado, my lovely production manager. They do a great job with loving up on the podcast and making sure that it gets out to you so that we can all stay motivated and relevant. Thank you guys. You guys are awesome.